Medical Mythbusting with Dr. Barry Dworkin.
Morning, Doc. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, Bill. How are you?
Good. You know, there are a lot of ways to monitor your body these days and keep track of your health. Is it true that some of it could be misleading? Glucose monitors in the news because apparently our blood sugar levels vary a lot from day to day, and so results from continuous glucose monitors need to be interpreted with caution. I would say need to be interpreted by a doctor would be the better way to do it. But do you see this in your practice, people in a panic over something because they have a glucose monitor and they're not sure what it means?
Yeah, at times that's exactly what happens. And part of the problem is that they're being used as screening tests when they're not designed to do that. So they'll produce a lot of false positive results. Blood sugar varies minute by minute. And sometimes it'll be a little more than normal. Sometimes it'll be a little less. And it averages out over time. Just like your heart rate is not the same from minute to minute, your blood pressure changes from minute to minute, your temperature will not be exactly the same all the time, your respiratory rate is not the same all the time. So all those things vary. And the question is, are these normal variations? And for the most part, they are. Blood sugar levels and taking random blood sugar levels, meaning you're not taking it when you're fasting, are not very helpful at all when people do not have diabetes. And even if they did have diabetes, it's still not going to be overly helpful. And the reason is that because of that variation, we don't use plain blood sugar levels on a day-to-day basis to diagnose diabetes per se, or to follow someone who has diabetes, or to make sure that someone, to determine whether they have it or not. We do a blood test that's called the hemoglobin A1C. And what that means is that in our body, we have red blood cells. And our red blood cells are replaced every 120 days. It has a lifespan of 120 days, and it turns over all the time. And a certain proportion or percentage of those red blood cells will have glucose or blood sugar attached to them. And that normally is between 4 to 6% of all your red blood cells will have sugar attached to them. If you have long-standing elevated levels of blood sugar over time, that percentage is going to increase. And depending on that percentage, when it goes above 6.4% or 6.5%, that's when you can diagnose that someone has diabetes. It has nothing to do with the day-to-day blood sugar levels. It's an average over time. So for somebody to get in a panic about, oh, my blood sugar was a little bit elevated today, when you're not diabetic, is really just making yourself worried for nothing. Either a physician, based on your age and family history, will do the A1C test on a regular basis as a screen, depending on your age and as I mentioned, your family history. It's also used to monitor people who have diabetes, and there's a difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes, for people suffering with that, they will be using glucose monitors because they depend on insulin to manage your blood sugar. And so you need to know the value of your blood sugar. And that's why you have sensors and monitors and insulin pumps to ensure that the blood sugar levels will stay steady throughout the day. People that have type 2 diabetes don't have a problem with insulin per se. They're a small minority that will use insulin, but that's very, very small. But they're taking oral medications. And these are medications that are not altered day to day, unlike insulin, which can be. And so taking your blood sugar level and so I'm not even recommended to have blood sugar monitors for type 2 diabetes because you're not going to be changing your tablets on a day-to-day basis regarding your blood sugar level. You're going to be doing the A1C every 3 months and making adjustments based on that. So to go around for somebody that doesn't have diabetes and checking blood sugar is not helpful at all.
Well, this explains why you never ask people to fast before they get their blood tests now. You don't want fasting blood sugar levels for people because you're monitoring it over a longer period of time.
That's right. I don't even order random or fasting blood sugars. I do the A1C. It's much more accurate. It tells me more of what's happening over the past 3 months. And if it's normal, I don't care what your blood sugar was. If it was a little bit elevated one day, if your A1C is normal, it means the average blood sugar level in your body is normal, representing that you don't have diabetes.
And thanks for letting us eat before we go for our blood test. We appreciate that.
Anytime.
Thanks, Doc.
You're welcome, Bill.
Medical Myth Busting with Dr. Barry Dworkin, host of House Calls, Sundays at 11 on News Talk 580 CFRA. It's the Morning Rush, the 7 o'clock sound off coming up next.